Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Lunar Lover, the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we're exploring the Aries full moon and Scorpio season. But before we get there, I have some very good news for you. Mercury retrograde ends this week. Yes, that's right. She will station direct on October 19. And there, of course, is always a little bit of a shadow when Mercury comes out of retrograde. I mean, you'll likely experience that for about a week or so, but you will definitely start to see some improvements. All right, let's kick off with the Aries full moon. The Aries full moon takes place on Thursday, October 21 at 1:56 a.m. in Sydney, Wednesday, October 20 at 3:56 p.m. in London and 10:56 a.m. in New York. Fire moons really do bring the intensity, especially when the moon is full. And with hot-headed Aries taking center stage this week, plus a T-square forming with Mars, Pluto, and the dwarf planet Eris, you can expect intensity in droves. Sorry. But hey, let's look at what the advantages of fire are and how we can use that intensity to our advantage. There are two ways to look at fire as an element. In one corner, fire has the potential to be super cleansing. It burns away all the things that no longer serves you, allowing you to rise from the ashes and embrace new beginnings. In the other corner, fire, if not tamed and tended to, has the potential to burn out of control. It can rip through an otherwise pristine environment, leaving a trail of destruction and devastation. This is the nature of fire. When tamed and tended to, it creates warmth, ignites inspiration, and has the potential to create and cook and cleanse. But when unattended, left to roam free and provoked, it has the potential to destroy. So, how are you going to tend to your inner flame under this Aries full moon? Can you tend to your deepest desires and use them as inspiration and motivation? Are you able to take inspired action? Equally, can you surrender to the idea of burning off the things that are no longer serving you so that there is space for fresh seeds to sprout? New ideas to bloom and a phoenix to rise from the proverbial ashes. The mantra for Aries is I will, and it is the first sign of the zodiac. So even though full moons are all about letting go, this moon also indicates a new cycle. Ask yourself, what will you do to cleanse and clear so that you're able to embrace and enjoy a new beginning rather than being forced into it because you didn't have a choice? This moon arrives right at the tail end of Libra season, so perhaps this cleansing flame is needed in your relationships. This is a great time to burn the stuff you're not willing to keep carrying. So this could be around forgiveness, i.e. burning the grudge or resentment you're holding. It could be burning past loves to make way for the new. It could be releasing your limiting beliefs around what's possible for you in relationships. It could be about cutting cords with people who you feel you've been unable to let go of. I mean, the list really is endless. Feel into what resonates with you. Find the balance of Libra season to create a calm, steady, and soothing fire within, because a couple of days after this moon, we enter Scorpio season. And Scorpio season is all about transformation and the death and rebirth cycle. If you can metaphorically burn extra weight with this full moon, it will be an effortless transition as the sun moves into Scorpio. Scorpio season will take place from October 23 until the 22nd of November 2021. Scorpio season is a time of deep transformation. It's the ruler of the death and rebirth cycle. It's about embracing the changes that take place around us, and it asks us not to hold on to those things which must come to a close and need to go through a death of sorts in order for new life to bloom. We experience deaths throughout our entire lives, but with the intuitive nature of Scorpio awry, we're being encouraged to go deep within ourselves, to pull from the depths of our soul the deaths that need to occur. Essentially, we do a similar exercise with every full moon. So if you've been working with the lunar cycle and you do this cleansing and clearing regularly, one could say it's unlikely there is too much hiding out in the depths of your soul that needs to be extracted. However, we're not always conscious of the deaths that need to happen that are in our highest interest. And this is when deeply intuitive Scorpio will highlight for us what needs to be transformed. Scorpio is introspective, mysterious, intuitive, and passionate. Its mission is to merge and penetrate psychological depths. It's not a sign that frolics in the light. It plays deep and it expects you to dive deep too. But this is where ultimate transformation occurs. It urges us to face the shadow, the darkness, the places we never dare to embark so that we're able to fully transform. I'm looking forward to seeing what deaths are ready to take place in my life. Perhaps if you don't have the same enthusiasm as I do, now is the time to find it. Because only positives bloom from inevitable deaths, but sometimes we can't see them with clarity. However, Scorpio can. So trust this. Don't hold on to things that are already in decay. All right, let's get back to that Aries full moon and look at some of the ways that we can work with it. Do you feel some pent-up anger brewing? Well, if you don't, it's likely that you will. I mean, you're bound to. With that Mars and Pluto and Aries T-square that's happening, that's also going to emphasize any kind of anger and frustration. So if something does come up under this Aries full moon, let it out. Don't let Aries emotions fester. It is a recipe for disaster. So whatever the channel for you to best release your anger is, screaming into a pillow is really good, going for a pavement pounding run. I like to scream sometimes outside. I mean, like in a clearing, not like in the middle of the street, but you know, see what you can muster up. I also really like, I haven't done it in ages, but I really love swimming laps in a pool when I need to get some anger out. So if you have a pool or an ocean near you where you can swim furiously, it's a really good channel to get that anger out. But try not to direct your anger at other people, being conscious that your emotions are your emotions. And on that note, I guess, disengage from other people's shit. So remember, everyone is experiencing the same moon and planetary shitstorms. So if people are provoking you, just disengage and walk away. Trust me, it's the best thing for everyone. These Aries emotions that I keep talking about, anger and frustration, they're all connected to the liver. So you might like to contemplate being a little kinder to your liver over the next few days. So less alcohol, less caffeine, some liver nourishing yin poses could be really nice. And then lastly, burn, baby, burn. I cannot recommend fire enough during an Aries full moon. Safe fire, of course, but if you don't incorporate fire into, say, a full moon ceremony, at least incorporate it in other ways. So you might like to burn some herbs or woods native to your region to cleanse negative energies. You might like to burn a candle in symbolism of fire. If you have an actual fireplace or a fire pit, please use this during a full moon. It's the best tool you could possibly have, but just always remember safety first. So if you're going to just burn a piece of paper with a lighter, please make sure you do it over the kitchen sink or a bathtub. Lastly, of course, do a full moon ceremony in whatever capacity that looks like for you. If you are a Lunar Lover member, you have access to my online Aries Full Moon Circle, as well as a beautiful full moon yin class, full moon journal prompts, and a whole library of guided meditations to support you during this Aries full moon. If you are not a Lunar Lover member and you would like to become one, all you need to do is click the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. All right, that's it, my friends. Until next moon, what are we looking at? A Scorpio new moon. Oh! This is my advice from now until the Scorpio new moon in 2 weeks' time. Really think about what I said about allowing those deaths to occur. They will start happening as Scorpio season kicks in. And of course, the new moon will heighten it. So it's going to amp up in about a fortnight's time. But if you're cleansing and clearing and saying goodbye to the things that are no longer serving you as you go, it'll be a really easeful new moon. And I look forward to guiding you through then. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.